Blog Talk Radio.
Excited about you guys being here with us. And guys, we got an awesome guest tonight, guys. She's on the line, ready to get rolling here in a minute. We're going to give her some proper introductions. But guys, we have the awesome and the beautiful and the talented Miss Lakeisha. Miss Lakeisha Womack. She's with us, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Lakeisha Womack coming up, ladies and gentlemen. She is a leadership development specialist. We're going to be talking about some things with her tonight and her beautiful network. But we're going to have the awesome Lakeisha Womack with us, ladies and gentlemen, a little while on Power Connection. She's going to be our power player, guys, tonight, and we can't wait for you guys to hear more about her and get in touch with her website as well. But we're excited, guys. Hey, we want to say, some people say, hey, what's Power Connections all about? It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. We bring on people like Miss Womack, who's an awesome power connector. She knows how to connect people, how to move people on Power Connection. We just bring you powerful people, ladies and gentlemen, that can help you move forward. So, Sister Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be with us. She's going to help you move forward and take you to another level in whatever area you need to be in your life, in your business, and even in your home, most likely as well. So we're excited about that. So on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to tweet out, fax out, email, Instagram, Pinterest, all Facebook, all points north. The number where you can tap into Miss Womack tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to her wonderful voice and be a part of the network, 347-843-4559. The number, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You may have some questions, or you may just want to hear her wonderful voice as we interview her tonight on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. So we can't wait for Sister Womack to be with us tonight on the network. Hey, guys, we hope you're having a great day. Hope you had a great week so far. Hope you've been productive, right? And for those who have businesses, hope you make some money. Those who are working, hope you did your jobs properly and had some fun with that. But that's what Power Connections is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited. And most of all, guys, we've got to give God the praise, right? We thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity on this network. Thank God for the technology, right, where we can have people from all over the world. Woo, just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I know, I think on LinkedIn right now, we're over 30,000 connections on LinkedIn. So they hear, those who listen in through the LinkedIn, we got a lot of people there as well. But guys, we also have about 150,000 listeners worldwide, right? We've been doing this for a minute, so we're kind of excited about that. So we thank God for the opportunity there to do that and be a part of that. But let's give God a praise before we get started, because we're getting ready to get started on Power Connections. Yeah. Yeah, listen, Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, is coming up. Leadership Development Specialist. I love it. Fantastic. Well, guys, let's get this thing going here, and because everybody is so busy. And one thing I got to do here, I forgot to pull this up. I want to get me some background music here going here, guys, before I read her bio real quick. So I'm working on that as we speak. So when I get that up and running, we're going to play that, a little bit of that, so we can keep it moving. And let me find one of my favorite songs here real quick. Here we go. Yeah, we go right there. I'm just going to play me some music in the background while I read her awesome bio, ladies and gentlemen, in the background. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. We're just having a great time and an awesome time tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, our special guest on Power Connections, Miss Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen. Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, is the owner and lead consultant with the Womack Consulting Group. Doesn't that sound good? Womack Consulting Group. The firm provides brand management, leadership training, strategic planning. Y'all need some more strategic planning. And political consulting to clients across the globe through seminars and one-on-one consultations with professional non-for-profit organizations, churches, colleges, universities, and businesses, ladies and gentlemen. She has served as a business development presenter for numerous chambers of commerce and professional groups. Lakeisha, ladies and gentlemen, specializes in working newly formed teams, fracture teams, and board of directors to teach leadership and professional development strategies that enhance communication, build brand recognition, and improve meeting effectiveness. This is all important stuff, guys, for your business and for your life. Lakeisha, ladies and gentlemen, has a bachelor's degree from Vanderbilt University and is a graduate from the Women's Campaign School at Yale University, and is pursuing a master's degree from Chicago. She may already have that master's degree in theology seminary. She'll update us on that. She is a member of the Forbes Coach Council as thought leader on leadership topics, and contributes to Forbes.com with one or more 40 business tips provided on their expert panel forum. Lakeisha, ladies and gentlemen, is a contributor to the Amazon bestseller, Speak Up! Speak Up, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. The ultimate guide to dominate in speaking industry. The published author of 10 books, and has been featured in numerous publications and interviews, providing financial literacy tips, business advice, and community engagement strategies. She has recently launched, I love this, like this part right here, ladies, and she has recently launched Lakeisha's Leadership Circle. You'll hear more about that too. A membership platform created to provide personal and professional development resources for individuals seeking to maximize their potential in life. Now, guys, everybody on the planet, I don't care if you're in India, South Africa, Africa, you know, North Africa, Asia, Ireland, you guys go to that website, right, to book Lakeisha to present at your upcoming events. Visit booklakeisha.com, right, booklakeisha.com, and to request a complimentary consultation, visit Womack CG, that's Charlie Good, womackcg.com. And for leadership development, visit LakeishaLeadershipCircle.com. We'll be mentioning these websites throughout the broadcast tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring her on. So we're kind of excited about that. So, guys, we're just excited. This is Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. But I want everybody out there who is flying your Learjet, you may be in your Bentley right now, but you guys better stop and put your hands together for a wonderful, wonderful guest tonight, Ms. Lakeisha Womack. How you doing, Ms. Womack?
Woo-hoo. I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on your show this evening.
Well, thank you for the offer of accepting. Thank you so much. How are you feeling today, Sister Womack? How are you feeling?
I am feeling wonderful. It's a little rainy here in Charlotte, but that's never going to get me down, because we serve a wonderful God, and as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have a reason to celebrate. So I'm happy.
Absolutely. Amen, because that's right. Everything has purpose. You got to just trust God on that one. Everything has a purpose.
Yes.
We may not like it or understand it, but we love it. That's wonderful. Well, Ms. Womack, we always give our guests a chance to open up with a kind of little monologue. Anything you'd like to say to the network? Any opening comments?
I think it's wonderful that you're doing this show, because one of the things that I think is really missing in our community is the opportunity to make connections with people.
Yeah,
so often
yeah.
you only see shows that celebrate celebrities or people who are, you know,
mm-hmm.
really at the top of their game or who get a lot of media play. But, you know,
yeah.
there are everyday people who are just doing some amazing things. And so I think
Absolutely.
It's wonderful that, you know, you're giving people an opportunity and a platform to share what they're doing. So I want to commend you on that and for building your followership, because I know that that's not easy, to build a community, to build a tribe that follows you
mm-hmm.
week after week. So congratulations on the hard work that you put in to make that happen.
Well, thank you so much, Lakeisha. We give God all the praise and the glory for that, because, you know, he's the one that makes it happen. Yeah.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it. Yeah, man. Praise God for that. Well, wonderful. Well, tell us about your week so far. How has your week been?
The week has been really good. We connected. Well, we've been connected on LinkedIn for a while, and I think
yeah,
I reached
absolutely.
Out to you about my Reset and Refocus retreat. And so
yeah.
I've been, like, plugging it and pushing it, and
mm-hmm.
there are actually three different retreats, and one of the
mm-hmm.
retreats sold out this week. So excited to share that. And then I have a campaign that I launched earlier in July, and so people have been extremely supportive and donating to that. So I have a lot of different irons in the fire, and I
yeah.
have a great tribe that is supporting all of those great things. But the biggest thing that's happening in my life is my birthday is on Sunday, so I'm really excited to wrap up the
yeah.
Yeah, to wrap up the work week and to celebrate this weekend.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday. I love it. I love
Thank
it. That's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank
yeah, Keisha, we're so proud of you and excited for you, and we just thank God for you as well. Well, tell you what, let's start off with, Keisha, just talk about your network on purpose, mission, and goals. Just tell us what your purpose, mission, and goals is for your network.
Been a business consultant, self-employed, for the past almost
mm-hmm.
15 years. It'll be 15 years
wow.
next April. And
wow.
yeah, so about 10 years ago, I, you know, went through a rebranding, because, you know, the first 5 years
yeah.
I was kind of figuring out what I wanted to do.
Right.
I got to a point where it's like, you know, I really got to figure this thing out. Like you said, like, what's my purpose? What's my vision?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
One of the things that was really important to me was to ensure that my faith was intertwined in my business, that I wasn't just doing business and not
yeah.
really being who God had called me to be. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like my purpose, or, you know, my calling, is to help people live the life that God has created for them. So whether
mm-hmm.
that's through running a business or running a nonprofit or just, you know, figuring out, you know, what are you supposed to be doing, who has God called you to be, almost every product and service that I offer is centered around helping people get that information in a way that's
yeah.
easy for them to digest and that they can implement in their life.
Amen. That's awesome. Well said. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with our power player tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Lakeisha Womack. Ladies and gentlemen, she is an awesome leadership development specialist. We're talking about her network and her wonderful retreats coming up as well. We're going to get more into detail of that as well. But we want to go back in time a little bit, Ms. Womack, and tell us about where you were born, how you were born, not how you were born, but where you were born, and a little bit about how you grew up and how you got into business side, and little, and maybe even before business, were you working for somebody, or did you come right out of school and get right into your business? But give us a little history about Ms. Womack.
Well, it's very interesting, because most people assume that I'm like this, you know, sophisticated city girl,
yeah.
but I actually grew up on a farm in southern Alabama, and I launched my business from this small town. I think there's like 8,000 people in our entire county. And I
wow.
actually had a Blog Talk radio show when I first got started.
Really?
And when I wrote my first two or three books. Yeah.
Wow.
I did all of that with dial-up internet. And so I tell people, like, I launched a business, wrote
yeah.
several books, and had a Blog Talk radio show with dial-up internet. So people who have high-speed
wow.
internet have absolutely no excuse
nope.
in my book.
Nope.
Because I can I
nope.
could load a page and go to the kitchen, get something to eat, and come back, and it was still loading. But
exactly.
I was still able to get a lot done.
Wow.
I love the fact that, you know, I'm from a small town. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina now. But growing up in a
mm-hmm.
small town really helped me to I guess, build community and to build relationship because, you know, everybody knows everybody in small towns.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere or do anything without someone knowing. By the time I got in the ninth grade, I decided I wanted a change. I wanted something different. And so I applied to attend Alabama's first public boarding school, the School of Math and Science. And so I went away. I left home at 15. Went to school there for 2 years, and then I went to Vanderbilt. I thought I wanted to be an economics major, and so I took some economics classes and decided that that wasn't for me. And so I chose political science, and I got my degree in political science. And when I graduated, I managed my first campaign. And I'm so proud to say that even though he didn't win that year, he came back and ran again, and now he's seated in the Tennessee General Assembly, which is like their House of Representatives. And he is doing a wonderful job.
He's
a huge advocate for Tennessee State University and that community. I also worked as a financial advisor for American Express, and that helped me influence three of my books. I have a financial literacy workbook series, so there's a book for kids, teens, and adults so that families can sit down and learn financial literacy together.
Fantastic.
And,
that is awesome. Yeah,
so
you're pretty busy lady.
I
love it. That's good.
I was listening to my bio, and I realized that it hasn't been updated because I've actually published 14 books now. So there are four new babies on the list.
That's great.
I started my consulting business because I had a friend who was consulting for a tobacco company. And I said, you know, well, what do you do? Like, what does that mean? Because I had no idea what a consultant was. And he said, I go to businesses and I tell them, you know, how they can do whatever they're doing better. And so I started looking around, especially in, you know, the Black community and rural communities. I was like, you know, well, who goes in and helps them figure out how to do it better? Because we have so many, like, mom and pop type businesses. And I don't believe it's because they don't want to grow, but a lot of times they just don't have access to the information to get them to that next level, whether it's branding or marketing, human resource, you know, their financial data. So if someone's interested in growing in any area of their life, that's what I specialize in helping them to do.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Ms. Lakeisha Womack, our special guest tonight on Power Connections. I love it. Well, tell you what, let's also talk about brand management. Can you kind of define, I want you to go through brand management, leadership training, strategic training, just a little bit so people know what that is, and then political consulting. Let's talk about brand management, if you would. Tell us what that's about a little bit, please, for those who don't know yet.
Well, definitely. Well, I usually tell people, you know, go online and Google yourself and see what comes up. And I did it many, many years ago. I Googled myself, and there was a young lady named Lakeisha Womack, name spelled exactly like my name. Based in Charlotte. I was still in Alabama at the time.
Oh, really?
And I went through, like, the first two or three pages, and everything was about her and what she was doing. And so I started researching, like, you know, well, how do I build my brand so that, you know, people Google me, like, my information comes up. And so that's how I got into branding. And over the years, I came to realize that branding is more than just what people find when they search for you. But I use the analogy that it's like McDonald's, Walmart, or Target. No matter how you feel about those three businesses, when you see their logo, when you see that image, something comes to mind. And so when you're building your brand, like, you want to build a reputation, or you want to build yourself up so that when people see your picture or when they see your name, something comes to mind. And so what are those words that you want to be associated with your image? And then we start to build the content behind it. So if you say, I want to be a leadership development specialist, then you need to be training some people on how to be a leader. You need to do some leadership development workshops. You need to do some things so that when people hear those words, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ms. Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development specialist. And she was just explaining to us, so you guys would know about brand management. And so important that you guys get information about that. We're going to give you her website and stuff a little later as well. But, Lakeisha, let's talk about leadership training. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, you know, I don't believe that everyone is born a leader, because leadership skills often have to be harnessed. there are some things that you need to do. And I think, like, right now, the thing that people are looking at the most, and I know a lot of school systems are investing millions of dollars into emotional intelligence training.
Yeah,
and that is
yeah.
being able to perceive your own emotions, being able to be aware of other people's emotions, and then figure out, like, how do you make decisions based on that? Because a lot of times, like, we're taught to react, or we're taught to make decisions based on how we feel without taking in all of the information. So part of being a great leader is being able to not only understand who you are so that you can show up authentic in every space, but it's also about figuring out how do you manage people, how do you get people to want to follow you. So it's not just, well, I'm the boss, so you have to do what I want to do, but great leaders have a following of people who say, you know, because I see the great things that you're doing, because I see, you know, the results that you're generating, I want to be a part of whatever you're doing. And so through our leadership training, we help people to figure out, like, how do you do that in your own space? Because you can't lead like I lead, and I can't lead like you lead, but we can figure out, like, what is your leadership style?
That's right. I love it, Lakeisha. That's awesome. Yeah, that's all about leadership. But that takes training, though. See, that takes training from someone like Lakeisha Womack. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to the classes. You got to, you know, consult with her and find out what those strategies are. And that leads us right into the next part of strategic planning. Now, one thing, Lakeisha, I am big on is planning. People don't want to plan nothing, hardly. They don't understand.
They don't.
You got to. You just can't. You may have an awesome idea, wonderful business model, but they don't want to do the business plan. I say, come on, people, you can't just go and put your stuff out there all willy-nilly, you know? So we got to help them a little bit, and that's what Lakeisha is here to help you with. Tell us about strategic planning a little bit and why it's so important specifically today with the internet, because your stuff can be from here to Africa in 5 seconds and you've done lost everything being got it set up properly. but anyway, tell us about strategic planning a little bit that you offer as well, Lakeisha. Thank you.
Well, I think the important thing when we think about strategic planning is vision. A lot of people have a project in mind that they want to work on, or, you know, they're going to start a business. And I always say, you know, well, they're the dream. Like, you know, where do you see this business 20 years from now? Where do you see it 30 years from now? Where do you see it, like, when you're not even here anymore? And then we begin with the end in mind. So if you say, you know, I see myself owning a commercial space and renting out space. Well, today you might be operating your business from your kitchen table, but we're working toward you having that commercial space. So if you know that owning that commercial space is going to cost, you know, $1 million, if you know that you need to have that much money, it makes you make better decisions or different decisions in that starting point, because you know that, yeah, I might have $100,000 coming in right now, but I'm trying to buy a $1 million business. So I'm not as likely to blow the money in the front end because I know where I'm trying to go. And so many people don't have a vision for, you know, their nonprofit. They don't have a vision for their business. And some people don't have a vision for their life. It's just like, you know, you go from year to year and you really can't tell if anything has changed or if you're on the path to success or to happiness, because you don't have a vision for where you're trying to go. So it's like if you don't know where you're going, how do you know if you've gotten there? Or how do you know if you're even close to getting there? So I have people with strategic plans for their personal lives, for their businesses, and mainly for churches. So I do a lot of strategic planning with churches, because what we found, and especially with some of our more traditional Black churches, is that they have not really kept up with the model of ministry and how they've changed over the years.
That's right.
And so
that's
now,
right.
you know, they're trying to attract young people and trying to attract young adults. But it's like those gimmicks don't really attract people. So you really have to be strategic and have a vision. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your church about? Who does your church hope to serve? And so I go in and I get to work with congregations and ask those tough questions and, you know, really challenge them sometimes on their, you know, not just their faith, but their faith walk. Like, are you really walking the faith that you proclaim to have?
Yeah,
and that's really exciting for me.
Yeah, that's very powerful right there, what you just said. Yeah, we got to expound on that a little bit more because pastors can't do everything, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. They can't do everything. You know, the pastor's got to be 500 people, you know, at the same time. You can't do it. That's why you got to have people like Ms. Keisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development specialist that you can contact, set up an appointment with, and so as well. Matter of fact, can you just go ahead and give some quick promo here? How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is to suggest to go to WomackCG.com. Mm-hmm. So Womack, C is in consulting, G is in group.com. I do have a million okay. other websites, but let's just focus on WomackCG.com for tonight. Yeah,
yeah.
We're going to keep it simple.
Wonderful.
But pretty much everything that you need can be found there. And if you want to request a complimentary consultation, you can do mm-hmm. that also, because I like to get to know people before we decide if we're going to work together. Because when you decide to work with a consultant, you're making an investment. And so you need to know who mm-hmm. you're investing in, and to be sure that we have synergy and that
That's
I can
right.
see your vision and that I can help you to create that plan. So I'm not one of those people that I have this program or I have a box that I'm trying to put you in. Every person that I work with has a different plan, a different program, because it's
mm-hmm.
all based on who they are and what they actually need to get to the next level in their life.
Absolutely. You know, Lakeisha, I was thinking as you was talking there, one area of strategic planning is people don't have that budget. You know, they think, you know, you may give them one free session, but they think the whole thing is free sometime, I'm sure. But talk a little bit about why they need to have a plan, a strategic plan with a budget as well, at least tell you what they can do. You know, they got to at least tell you what they can do. You know, whether you accept it or not, that's up to you.
Right.
But just talk about that a little bit on that planning. Please understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is not free. Maybe one session, but not all of them. So talk about that a little bit,
right, right,
please.
Yeah. If you want me to work, it's definitely going to cost you some money. But I tell people, like, you know, you have to invest in yourself. And, you know,
right.
I don't begrudge anyone for how they spend their money. But I see so many
right.
people who, you know, they're taking vacations and they're buying, you know, luxury products, or, you know, they're buying luxury cars. But then you say, hey, you know, if you want to get to the next level of your life, like, you need to spend X number of dollars on a consultant or on a coach or on, you know, a retreat to get away
mm-hmm.
and really, like, refocus. And they're just like, oh, that's a lot of money. And it's like, but you spend money on things that don't edify
exactly.
you, and things that don't build you up,
right.
and things that are not going to appreciate. But when it comes to investing in yourself and your mental health and your well-being, then you don't want to make those investments. So, you know, for me, when people are apprehensive, then that says a lot about their mindset.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we talk about growth mindset and fixed mindset. A growth mindset is looking to plant new seeds and to get more information so that they can grow. But most people who have a fixed mindset, they're like, I'm cool where I am, everything is good, and if it's not, then we're just going to make do. And honestly, like, those aren't the types of clients that are ideal for my business. So
mm-hmm.
I'm with people who really want to make that investment in themselves, and I go above and beyond to ensure that they achieve. And just to give an example of one of my clients, she came to me about 2 years ago, and she had a side hustle. She was baking cakes, and she was baking cakes for members of, like, the Miami Heat and their
mm-hmm.
wives. But she thought that it was, like, a side business. And I'm like, girlfriend, you have a legitimate business. And so I really challenged her, like you said, to put together
mm-hmm.
a budget, to do her cash flow, to understand how much does each cake cost, how much should you be
mm-hmm.
charging, and then to
mm-hmm.
look at her branding and her marketing. So
mm-hmm.
we did a brand new website for her. We went through all of her numbers, and I'm so excited for her. She just won $10,000 on Netflix on their Sugar Rush competition. And a lot of that just has to do with the fact that she changed her mindset about her business. Her business wasn't a side hustle anymore. She really started to look at it like a legitimate business, and she started branding herself and marketing herself and got that opportunity.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about there. See, that's wisdom there, buddy. That's good wisdom there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with our wonderful guest, ladies and gentlemen, Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development specialist. And guys, we want you guys to blow that website up, Womack. That's Womack, for those who need that spelling, WOMACK, and C as in Charlie, and G as in God.com. That's WomackCG.com, ladies and gentlemen, for the main website there. So we thank God for you. And that's powerful right there, Lakeisha. I love that story. Wonderful, wonderful. That's just a tip of the iceberg for that. Now, this is a good one here. That part of what you do is this political side, Lakeisha. Political consulting.
Yeah.
You know what's happening in our nation today, man. Everybody crazy up there in D.C., it seems like.
Oh, my God.
But tell us
about
what do you do with political consulting today? Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I work mainly with local candidates because what I found is, you know, a lot of people aspire to run for office and they can't afford to hire a political consultant because political consultants, if you get a good one, are extremely expensive. And
that's
so most people run mom and pop type campaigns. So they're out there doing the best that they can, but most of the time they're losing because they don't understand the strategy behind political campaigns. So what I do is I offer training. So I will come in and I'll train your team. So I'm not going to stay with you for the whole campaign, but I help you figure out some very key metrics that you need to be measuring that's going to help you to decide, well, to help you figure out, you know, if you have a winning strategy. One of my clients who's in Knoxville, we worked on her campaign. I went in, I think like her mom, her best friend, one of her friends from church were on her campaign team, went in, did a full day of training with them, figured out what she needed to do to win. She was in a three-person race, and she won with over 60% of the vote.
Wow. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's strategy.
She
that's
killed,
strategic. That's strategic. Yeah, that was powerful
right
there.
Because she had, she had a strategy. It wasn't like, you know, hey, I'm running for office, and whoever wants to vote for me will. But she really knew, like, who we were targeting, what the message was for those people, and where she needed to go to get them. And they implemented the strategy, and I'm very proud of her for
winning
powerful. That seat.
Yeah, we're proud of her, too. That's wonderful. Yeah, congratulations, young lady, on that whole thing there. That's wonderful. Wow. Hey, guys, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my special guest, Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, Leadership Development Specialist. We're just going through her resume and her bio today, talking about what she does best, and we'll be mentioning more about our website, too, as well, in a little while. But one thing I wanted to ask you, too, about, Lakeisha, is you work with all kind of businesses, which is wonderful, but I wanted to hear a little bit about your background with the Amazon bestseller Speak Up. Tell us a little bit about, what was that all about? What was Speak Up all about?
Oh, yeah, so Speak Up is a book collaboration from the Black Speakers Network. And I'm sorry for a little background noise, but I'm traveling for my birthday this week.
Yeah, no problem. That's wonderful.
But it's a collaboration with the Black Speakers Network, and I was actually the project manager on the book. And what we did was we took 32 of the top speakers in the country, Black speakers, and had them to each write a chapter about how they built their speaking business. So a lot of people do speaking engagements or, you know, they, you know, might speak here or speak there, but very few people actually develop a strategy to make speaking into a business. And so my chapter in the book is on how to generate multiple streams of revenue from your speaking business. So, you know, a lot of people think like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to charge people, you know, $5,000 and everybody's going to pay my full fee. And it's like, yeah, that sounds great in theory, but, you know, the reality is, you know, when you're just getting started, like a lot of people cannot afford to pay your fee. So what do you do to build your business so that you can get to that $5,000 fee? And there are some authors in there who talk about, you know, the monetization and how they were able to build their platform to the point of, you know, getting like $10,000 to $25,000 per keynote. So we have like 32 amazing chapters in there. Brian Olds is the founder of the Black Speakers Network, and I've been working with him for I'd say probably about 3 years now. I joined the Black Speakers Network, and it was a free platform. And I was like, yo, how are you making money doing this? And he was like, well, you know, I don't know. And so we did some work together to really help build out his membership platform. And I think now he has like over 4,000 members across the country, and that number might be a little off, but he's built it up and, you know, has a very solid platform.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah, you got to have a plan today, guys. We're talking to the awesome Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have a plan, guys. I want you guys to call her, set up an appointment. You guys get more information, go to her website, womackcg.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's Charlie Good. WomackCG.com for more information as well. And that's powerful there. Lakeisha, thank you so much for that information as well, talking about that. That's great. That's what it's all about, guys. You got to keep it real, keep it professional. But guess what, guys? It's also a little hard work, but it will pay off if you just be patient and listen to these key professionals like Ms. Womack, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to her every time. Lakeisha, let's talk about this wonderful area that we talked about. You launched recently, Lakeisha's Leadership Circle. Woohoo! That sounds good.
Yes.
Tell us about that Let's tell about the history, a little bit of history about that, where you came up with the idea, and lead us up to the crescendo time.
Well, one of the things that I found, and I try to be very responsive to my community. So whenever I'm talking to people, I'm always asking for feedback to figure out, you know, what can I do better? And one of the things that I realized was not everyone wants to start a business, and not everyone has a nonprofit. So I created the leadership circle for people who just want to personally develop. So if you want to develop into a better leader, whether, you know, you're the president of your local Rotary Club, or you want to be a leader in your, you know, sorority, or, you know, you're in another type of social club and you want to be seen as a leader, you know, there's some very key things that you have to do. And that goes into, like, how do you run meetings? How do you, you know, run projects? And so the leadership circle helps people who are interested in becoming leaders in any area of their life to do so. So we have four levels, and so people can join at the free level. So that's just if you just want to get basic information, and then you can join at a level where you're able to access past information, and then we have a level where you get more time with me. So we do like a monthly webinar where, you know, if there are questions that you want to ask or things that you want to talk about, then we go through that. And then we have a monthly book club. And then the highest level is if you want, you know, some executive coaching. So if you want one-on-one time with me just to kind of talk through some strategies. I had one person who was a part of the leadership circle. She was, you know, interested in building herself out as a speaker. And so during one of our calls, you know, we talked about the type of collateral that you need to be a speaker, like having a speaker sheet and having, you know, a page on your website where people can contact you. And so she actually did all of those things, and she posted her speaker sheet, and within, I would say, like 12 hours, she was booked for her first speaking engagement.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful right there. So that's a service that you offer, too, as well, helping people get to that level?
I do. I do. Yeah. And, you know, and I tell people all the things that I help you do are things that I've done for my own business. So it's not like, you know, I'm telling you to become a professional speaker, but I've never done it. Or I'm telling you to start a business, but I've never done it. So these aren't strategies that, you know, I'm guinea pig testing on someone else. These are things that I've tested on my own business and my own brand and seen success. And so I'm sharing what has helped me to become successful with other people.
I love it. Yeah, because ladies and gentlemen, you can't teach what you don't know. You got to know something.
Right.
I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, Power Connections around the world with Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development specialist, businesswoman, author, and so much more. Hey, also, too, Lakeisha, based on your schedule and I guess your observations, what do people want out there today? You got a kind of little feel of what people want, but maybe a little hesitant to do. What's your assessment about what people want today on services? What do they need? What do you think?
Well, I think what people need and what they want are two different things. I think what people want is validation. Like, I think we live in a culture where, especially with social media, you know, we're doing a lot of things for likes and comments, and, you know, to get people to want to be connected to us. But I tell people, like, likes and comments don't cash checks. And so what people need is to figure out, you know, what one has God called you to do? Like, who have you been called to be? Who have you been called to serve? And once you figure that out, then the right people will be attracted to you, and you will have enough resources that you need to live the life that God has intended for you. But I think sometimes we get so distracted by trying to be a celebrity or trying to be seen or trying to be, you know, all of that. And that's just really not a fulfilling life, because the same people who lift you up on a pedestal are the same people who will chop you down once you start doing things that they approve of. And I've seen it with a couple of, you know, celebrities that I follow on Instagram. Like, as long as they were, you know, being who everyone wanted them to be or who they thought they would be, then they were just fine. But then they say one thing that's, like, contrary to what their audience believes or, you know, likes or wants to hear from them. And then they start, like, peering into them and digging into their past. And so I think it's really dangerous for people to live for that social media celebrity versus, you know, living to be who God calls you to be, because then even if people persecute you, like, you'll be okay with it, because you'll know that you are living for a higher reward.
Absolutely. That's wisdom right there, ladies and gentlemen, from Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development specialist, businesswoman and also a wonderful author on Power Connections tonight. That's powerful right there. Love that. Love that comment down there. You know, one thing, Lakeisha, that most of my business friends and people that are great, great leaders, great visionaries and so forth, is that they don't have the team around them. You know, they're not only, you know, doing the booking and then going on the engagement or going on the speaking engagement, but they're also washing the toilet bowl at the end of the day at the house, you know, because or at the hotel, whatever that. But the point is they're doing everything. So they're going from womb to tomb and don't have the help today. But how important is it and how can people build the teams today? They need to. How do you select a team, I guess is what I'm asking today. How do people select a team today, Lakeisha, to help them build their brand out as well? Because you can't do it by yourself. You cannot.
Oh, you definitely can't. And one of the things that I help my clients to look at is, you know, what do you have to do and what do you need other people to do?
Yeah,
last year at the Black Enterprise Conference, Mark Cuban mm-hmm. was speaking, and one of the things that he said that really stuck with me about how he built his brand was that he always sold his product himself. He was like, everything else I can outsource and I can know, you know, a little bit about it, but when it comes to selling whatever it is I was selling, like I always took ownership of that. And so I've really taken that motto because a lot of times people are buying into you, but you know, all the other stuff that, you know, is kind of insignificant. We spend so much time and energy on those things that we don't have the energy to be out selling. Like selling this retreat has been exhausting, but it has been so helpful because every day that I'm, you know, sending out messages, that I'm posting about it, I'm getting inboxes from people and they're giving me feedback. They're saying, well, you know, what about this? Or are you doing that? And that helped me to fine-tune the message. It helped me to figure out, like, okay, am I on the right track? But if I had someone else getting that information, then it would be filtered back to me. So I think, you know, if you're trying to do, like, your own accounting, like, get QuickBooks, get an accountant. If you're trying to do your own HR, you know, get an HR specialist. Or, you know, there are so many programs out there that you can hire to do that. If you're, you know, worried about your house isn't clean, hire somebody to clean your house. Because the money that you spend getting people to help you do those types of tasks, you can invest in selling yourself, selling your product, selling your service, and you'll make that money back. But if you're not out selling it and you're spending time doing, like you said, you know, cleaning the toilet bowls and, you know, you're up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, trying to write the business plan.
Right.
Like I do guided business plans and we can talk about that later. But getting consultants and getting smarter people than you around you to help with all those other tasks so that you can focus 80% of your time on selling your product or service.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Womack Wisdom on Power Connections tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love it. The Womack Wisdom. I love it. Powerful, powerful. Miss Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, leadership development author, businesswoman with us tonight on Power Connections. That's great. But tell you what, we got to talk about that retreat. Tell us about the retreat. Lakeisha, tell us about the retreat. I love it. What's going on with that? Tell us about that.
Yes. So I'm so excited about the retreat, and it was birthed out of my frustration with my clients. So one of the things, because when they talk to me, like, God has really given me a gift to be able to see other people's visions. And so usually, like, after I talk to them, I can see exactly what it is that we're trying to accomplish. But most people with the hustle and bustle of their daily lives, like, they don't have time to just sit down and create that plan. So, you know, they're either doing, like, an hour a week or we're doing an hour or a month. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, if I just had more time with you, like, how much more could we get out of it? And so the retreats were birthed out of my desire to pull people away from their day-to-day lives, pull them away from the hustle and bustle, and let them unplug on the beach. So it's 3 days. It's all-inclusive pricing. So I tell people, like, once you get there, we're going to take care of you for those 3 days. You don't have to worry about anything. And we're going to focus. We start out on visioning. So we're going to talk about, like, what is your vision? Where do you want to go? And then for the personal retreat, the business retreat, and then the professional retreat, there are some other things that we're going to work on, and I'll definitely talk about those in a second. But we start with visioning on the first day, and by the last day, you have an action plan. And because the retreats are so small, you have a group of people that you share your action plan with that can continue to hold you accountable, and hopefully you can develop, like, some synergy with them while you're there. So there might be opportunity for partnership.
Yeah.
But it's not all meetings. Like, you know, there's a lot of time built in for people to walk on the beach, for people to catch up on sleep, for people to, you know, hang out and talk to each other. And then we're going to do some fun stuff together to help us bond. But, you know, I really wanted to create an experience for people, because a lot of times I find that people go on vacations and they need a vacation from their vacation. But
I want
people to come and have this experience and to leave energized with a plan that they can implement the day after they get home. And to make sure that they do that, it also includes 3 months of executive coaching from me. So each month for 3 months, I'm going to be calling to see, like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. How are you doing?
That's
how
okay.
are you doing with your plan? Like, you know, the things that I know that, you know, we've talked about, the visions that you have, how are you doing with making those things a reality? So I'm really excited. The people who have signed up are really excited, and we're going to be at Myrtle Beach the first week in September. So the first 3 days we're doing business development. So if you have a business idea, or if your business is just feeling stuck and you want to get it to the next level, come. We're going to work on business plans. We're going to work on your cash flow. We're going to look at your budget. We're going to go through all of that stuff. The next 3 days is leadership development. So for people who want to improve their leadership skills, you say you want to be a subject matter expert. What does that look like? What does that really mean for you and your brand? And so we're going to spend 3 days on that. And then the third option is the personal development. And so that's for people who, let's face it, like, adulting hits you fast. Like, one day you're, like, fresh out of college, and, you know, you're just in your first place, and, you know, you got all this free time, and then the next thing you know, you got bills, and you're stressed out and overwhelmed and just don't know which way is up and which way is down. And I found that a lot of people end up in depression because of those issues, because they feel like they can't keep up with their day-to-day lives. They don't have a good handle on their life. They don't have a life plan. And so they get overwhelmed by the bills, the pressures, and not knowing what's next. And so for those people, they can come to the personal development retreat, and we're going to help you get your life together and have a life plan. So options. Yeah, each of them are 3 days. And basically, it's just me being selfish and wanting to pull the best out of every person that comes and to be able to help them vision their future and then create a plan to achieve it.
Wow, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing some awesome stuff from Ms. Keisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connection. That's why she's a power player, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And also, I was looking, and while you were talking,
look,
Keisha. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. For your listeners, I have 10 thank you passes for you guys being so gracious to have me on. So if you go to my website and you sign up for the retreat and you put thank you in the discount code, you will get $500 off the retreat.
Wow.
That is
half price. Incredible.
And it's
wow.
All inclusive. Yes, it's all
That's inclusive. Incredible, guys.
Like I said, your meals, your materials, your hotel rooms, everything is taken care of. You just got to get yourself there. And
that's
you're
right.
Going to be in our hands to take care of you. So December, we're at Myrtle Beach. No, September, we're at Myrtle Beach. And then in December, I had to open up the December date because I had so many people who were wanting to come, but they said they couldn't make it in September. Our personal development for September is sold out. So I had to open up the December date for Hilton Head to accommodate the people who were interested. Because like I said, these are going to be, it's a small group of people that we're looking to
that's
work
better.
With.
Yeah, exactly. That's better. That's
so
a lot better.
Yeah,
I like that.
100 people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people can really share and be open.
Yeah.
Because
people
a
are really
group
and that's
space.
And that is so brilliant too, Lakeisha, because people really want to get to know people, not just be a part of the crowd.
Right.
You know, that's a good. Don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like really getting to a bond, if you will, or fellowship, and have some commonality with people. You know, so it's so important that you're doing that in the smaller groups, because I think I get a lot more out of it when you have, you know, whatever the number is, but you know best on that. But it's best to have the small number. So I'm so proud of you on that one. So glad that you've done that too, instead of making it big. Now, it'll probably blow up to a bigger one later, but right now, keep it small as possible. That's great. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
I love it.
I really don't envision, like, you know, growing because I know how much time I have to invest in the people. And I think that that's the thing that I want to be able to continuously to do is to be able to invest in people in the aftercare. So, you know,
that's
like
right.
You have surgery,
yeah.
And, you know, you get the procedure done. Like, there's aftercare to make sure that you heal properly,
right,
that you're taking
right.
care of yourself. And so I want to make sure that we get that aftercare right so that people stay on track. Because so often people leave, and that was another reason that I started this, is, like, I was an executive coach at the Black Enterprise Conference. And this
yeah.
girl came in, and she had this notebook full of ideas for her business.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
just like, girlfriend, like,
wow.
I don't have time to sit here and go through
right.
all this with you.
Right.
And I think, you know, if she was at the retreat, she could bring all of those ideas, and then we would
That's
have
right.
two, 3 days to go through, like, all the ideas that you have. Where does this fit? How does this work? And so when she left, like,
mm-hmm.
everything that was in that notebook would actually
yeah.
be a part of a plan and not
yeah.
just great ideas. Because we all have
right.
great ideas that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We go to
mm-hmm.
conferences, and we get all these materials, and we throw it to the side. We watch
mm-hmm.
webinars. We get all this great information. We throw it to the side. And we have all this information inside of us that we really want to birth, but we don't have time to create the plan to actually
mm-hmm.
make it happen. So I tell people,
yeah.
bring your ideas, bring your journals, bring your notebooks, bring your dreams, bring it all, and we're going to pull it all together
yeah.
and make it into a viable life plan for you.
Wow, that is incredible. Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. That's awesome, sis. That is right on time. You know how to pull it off. That's wonderful. Yeah, because we want people. I think one thing I love about your way you're doing it, you're going to build relationships, see? You're really building strong relationships, not only with yourself, to your clients, but also with each other. So that's going to be powerful, Keisha. I love that. So just keep doing what you
yeah.
do, sis. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it up
thank you,
in
thank
that
you.
Area. I love
and
it. I love it.
I would love to have some of your listeners come. So you guys don't forget, go to the website, enter.
Yeah, we're
going to
promote it. Yeah, we're
going to
promote it.
The discount
yeah, we want to promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're going
to
promote it. I don't know if you have something. You have a PSA or something I could post, because I'm going to put that out there on the network whenever you're ready. So if you got something, a flyer or whatever you have available, we'll start promoting that on our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Web Talk, and all that kind of good stuff. We got a ton of stuff we could do. Yeah, with that, that's wonderful.
Yes, I definitely
yeah.
will. Definitely will.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Miss Lakeisha Womack, ladies and gentlemen. I call her the Womack Wisdom Lady, ladies and gentlemen. She's awesome. She's got some awesome information.
Like
I tell you, this is great, Lakeisha, what you're doing. She's our leadership development specialist, ladies and gentlemen. She's also an author, and she's a wonderful businesswoman as well. And, guys, you need to go to her website. Man, Lakeisha, I was just looking at your books, sister. Woo! Man, the books are awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go to the
thank
website, WomackCG.com, just to name a few. Growing with God, Speak Up, and Unlynched, just to name a few here. Unlocking the power of your, of your P. I love it.
Of your
when
P.
All,
yeah.
yeah. When all hell breaks loose, guys. Success Secrets for the Young and Fabulous. Spiritual Check-In, just to name a few, guys. But go to the website, guys, and check this out and push that on your network as well. WomackCG.com. And if you got any questions, guys, give me a call, and I'll make sure she gets that information as well on that. I love it. Wow, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Well, Lakeisha, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. I love it, though. We love it.
It does.
Girl, we love
it does.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you for
yeah,
having
thanks.
Me.
Absolutely. We're going to be pushing your website, and we're so proud of you, what you're doing. And we always give our wonderful guests some takeaways, some things you want us to do, and any final thoughts. As we move on here, any final thoughts and also takeaways? What do you want us to do tonight and starting today?
Well, the one thing that I want people to do is to dare to dream. We serve a great God, and I think
mm-hmm.
that so often we put limitations on what God is able
yeah.
to do
yeah,
in our lives.
Yeah, we've been taught that. Yeah, we've been taught that.
Right, but
yeah.
but we serve the same God that Beyonce serves, that T.D. Jakes serves, that all these other people who are really getting the most out of their life, but the difference is they
mm-hmm.
don't have limitations on what they believe they can achieve.
Right,
they shoot
right.
their shot. And so,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do, like, every day. Like, I'm out here shooting my shot. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
like, those shots don't hit. They don't make it in the rim. But
mm-hmm.
the ones that do, I keep shooting them. And sometimes, you know, you're going to lose. And that's
yep.
okay. Learn the lesson
right.
from your losses. Don't be
there you go.
So afraid of losing that you don't shoot the shot and that you don't learn the lesson. So if I have one thing that I want you all to take away, it's to dream big. create a plan and then make it happen. Like, there is nothing that you cannot achieve. My friends always joke because I say, I'm the friend that if you tell me that you want to go to the moon, like, I'm researching how do we build a rocket, what materials do we need, how
much
jet fuel. Now, you might come back and say, hey, I can't afford to do all of that. But if you have the dream, like, let's put together a plan and see what's feasible. And you might say, you know what, I can't make it to the moon, but I can go to California.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
just
love
because
it.
You can't reach whatever that big goal is, you can start mm-hmm. taking steps toward achieving something in your life. And what a shame it would be if we went through life just kind of day to day, managing the struggles, trying to keep our head above water, and never really achieving our true potential. And so with every person that I work with, that's my goal, is to find your true potential and then help you reach it.
Wow, that's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a beautiful voice of Lakeisha Womack. Ladies and gentlemen, awesome businesswoman, leadership development specialist, and a wonderful author. Man, I tell you, you just poured out all them babies out of you, all them wonderful books, didn't you? Woo. Man, that's awesome, Lakeisha. I'm so proud of you. And I'm sure you got more coming out, for sure. I love it. Well, great. I love it. But ladies and gentlemen, hey, we gotta get going. Lakeisha's busy. She's got a birthday coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to you coming up. Enjoy yourself
thank you.
And we're so proud of you. And Lakeisha, we got to talk about what we can do together with the network as well later on.
Yes.
And see how we can benefit that for your clients, for our business model as well. So we'll talk about that offline later and see what we can do uniquely to help your people grow and offer services through your network as well. So let's think about that, because I'm always thinking how we can help the next person.
Yes.
Push them up. Push them up.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Yes.
Yes, it does. Well, Lakeisha Womack, thank you so much for your time tonight. I know you could have been doing some other things, but thank you. We've been planning this out, and you're always welcome back. Keep us posted on what's going on. Get that information to us about the retreat so we can get it out on the network, and we want everybody, hope you will sell out and then overflow that bad boy real quick. I love it. We're excited about that.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
Well, good deal. Well, you enjoy your birthday and enjoy your family and friends, and just have yourself a good time and be safe if you're traveling. Be safe on the traveling mercies of God, and know God will never leave you or forsake you. I love it. Thank you so much, Lakeisha Womack of Leadership Development Specialist.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you. Hey, her wonderful website, ladies and gentlemen, her website is womackcg.com, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening around the globe, Womack. CG, I'm going to spell it out for you guys, WOMACK, C as in Charlie, G as in the wonderful God we serve.com, WOMACCG.com, and I'll get you the information for her so you can contact her about her wonderful services that she has. She's a wonderful consultant, ladies and gentlemen, knows what, you know, asked a few questions, so she knows what she's doing in the area of brand management, leadership training, strategic planning, and even political consulting. So that's pretty cool. And she works with everybody, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about churches, professional businesses, organizations. So I want you guys to give her a call. Call her for speaking engagements. Again, I want you to check her books out on her website. Once again, Womack CG. That's Charlie God, WomackCG.com. So you can get more information about her wonderful books, ladies and gentlemen. Over 14, at least 14 books for sure. She's also got ties to the Black Speaking Network. So a lot there. So you guys need to take advantage of that to build your brand, to build your network as well. But one thing we want to do, guys, before we get out of here, I want to share with you, God is awesome, guys. You better praise him. You better thank him for your life. Thank him for your eyeballs. Thank him for your feet. Thank him for your eyes, everything, you know. Thank him for your wonderful brain that creates ideas and businesses for you and your family. But don't be scared, ladies and gentlemen. Just go for it, right? Once you find out, like Lakeisha said, once you find out what God wants you to do, you need to pursue it, right? But you're going to need to talk to somebody like Ms. Womack, ladies and gentlemen, to get your details, to get your planning well, get your strategy in place as well. So we're excited about that. But hey, let me do this. Let me leave you with this, because I got to get out of here, guys. I got things to do, places to go. We're busy. We're busy on this end as well. This is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Hey, guys, always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time. And thank you so much, Lakeisha, for being with us on Power Connections. We'll see you next time. Let everybody know that Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye-bye. Gotta go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another broadcast of the MLT Global Network under the Power Connections label. I love it. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. God bless you, man. Take care.